I don't care what a Pennsylvanian rodent saw, spring is coming. Hellebores are proof. And as the snow melts on the lowlands, green hellebore leaves and plump flower buds are popping out. And if you need more proof, look at the green weeds in the garden beds too. Hellebores are winter and early spring blooming perennials. Along the Front Range, they bloom from February to April. The bloom time is how they get their common name. They're known as Linton Rose. The flowers vary. Some droop on an 8 or 10 inch stem. Other flowers stand straight up above the leaves. Flower color can be maroon, pink, light shades of red, or white. Hellebores brighten the indoors as a cut flower. Blast the newly cut flower stems in boiling water before putting them in a vase. It'll give them a longer vase life. Hellebores are evergreen. Their large leaves add interest throughout the year. The leaves are susceptible to leaf spot during wet weather, but it's easy to deal with. Just cut off and dispose of the infected leaves. Winter, just before flowering starts, is a good time to clean up any leaves damaged by wind or snow. It'll show off the blossoms more. Wet roots are a sure way to kill hellebores. They like a well-drained soil. In heavy clay soils, add humus or compost to keep hellebores healthy. Amend the garden in a wide area around the plant because these are a long-lived perennial. Once established, hellebores are drought-tolerant. This trait makes hellebores ideal for dry shade garden areas. They do like shade, but will grow in partially shaded gardens. Summer shade seems to be the most important. Our intense summer sun can scorch the leaves. Using hellebores under shrubs or ornamental trees gives them that bit of summer shade. Some folks have a reaction to hellebore sap. When cutting leaves or flowers, avoid the liquid from the plant. Most instructions suggest wearing gloves. But this mild toxicity also deters pests like rabbits, deer, and the neighbor's dog. It'll be quite a pleasure to see the first flowers of the year. Hellebore flowers will be popping out soon. Add some to your garden this spring. For KUNC, I'm Tom Throgmorton.